Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived, always liked the good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bottle boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. To the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. Your family has returned. Run
with your host.
Dear kitty, kitty, kitty. Dear kitty, kitty.
Got to say please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my god, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my god, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Now I've heard it said a few times by a couple of different people that maybe I have a big ego. As good as I am, I should have the biggest ego on the planet. Hell, after all, I am that damn good.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust or to gold, but you will.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Hopefully everybody can hear us as we broadcast over the airwaves of Gerwick.net as well. And we're brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, by my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
Yes, we are live. This is The Rack here on our Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow along with the show at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsay Ward on the Twitter machine, or you can go to girlwork.net, wildtalkradio.com, or rackradioshow.com to listen to this very fine program you are listening to this evening. If you can tell.
At least we hope you can hear.
Everything is going good except for Skype is having an issue hearing sound. So if I play a sound clip, she can't hear it. It's probably throwing off her game, but we'll work through it for the evening.
We'll get through it. We'll figure it out. We have a lot to get into tonight. We have news. We have NXT. We have a little discussion. But before we get into that, before we get there, we have to make an announcement.
Yes, we do. Since you're the hostess with the mostest, you might as well make the announcement.
I don't know if I'm hostess with the mostest, but we are very honored and privileged to announce that our very humble little show has once again received nominations for the Wrestling Radio Awards over at Audio Wrestling and the Showdown Network. Very, very excited and thrilled and honored. We were nominated for Show of the Year, for Male Interview of the Year, and Female Interview of the Year. So you want to hear those interviews. It's Seth Rollins and Alicia Fox, respectively. You can go to rackradioshow.com and check those out. And if you'd like it, and we'd really like you to, because we really want to win, even though we're probably not going to, but we really want to try and win. Because we want to beat Jericho and Sam Roberts.
We want to take you down.
We want to take them down. No, we really want to win. So please go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote for The Rack. You vote once a day. So please don't vote more than once, because once in a 24-hour period, because they'll discount your votes. But yeah, help us get to the winner's circle. Remember, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. But a huge thanks to everybody over at the Showdown Network for the nominations. You know, this is what, I think, the fourth year we've been nominated?
Yeah, because we've been doing the show almost 4 years now, yeah.
Yeah, we're coming up on the 4th year anniversary. So, yeah, 4 years consecutive we have been nominated. We are a previous winner for New Show of the Year, Male Interview of the Year, Female Interview of the Year.
And a bunch of media choice interviews as well.
Yeah, a bunch of media choice interviews. So we very much like it. Everybody got us there, got us in the running at least, because, you know, we don't want to get totally blown out of the water because that would suck. But I guess I'd understand after I cried. I don't know.
Don't,
does that make me sound like a bad loser?
Don't make her cry.
Don't make me cry.
Hashtag don't make Lindsay cry. Because then I got to deal with it, and I don't need to deal with that.
He doesn't handle crying women well. He just does not deal with that.
I don't need to do that. I've heard her in hysterics. I don't need it.
I don't get that bad.
There was this one time, you know, a band can't. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, anyway, moving on. But yeah, once again, everybody, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Go vote. Vote once a day for the rack. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks so much to everybody for doing that for us. And once again, to ShowdownNetwork.com. So now we're going to jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com and TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And we have to talk about the biggest story of the week, which isn't really a surprise to anybody. It got announced Monday night, just in time for the Hall of Fame tickets to go on sale.
Which they do tomorrow.
Which they do tomorrow, I believe at 10 a.m. Go to Ticketmaster.com for your Hall of Fame tickets because...
And they're going to sell quickly because the pre-sale sold out super fast.
Yeah, well, it's not a shocker with the name going in, and that is that they announced the immortal icon, Sting, will be going in the WWE Hall of Fame this year. He is the marquee entry. Put together a nice little video package for him. It's definitely well-deserved on his part.
They skipped like a 10-year period of his career, though.
We don't talk about that time.
Only Ric Flair does on WWE Network.
Only Ric Flair does. Only Ric Flair is allowed to talk about that place that they don't recognize or acknowledge at all.
No, it's awesome that Sting is going in. We kind of figured it would be him, all things considered, especially after getting injured against Seth Rollins. And now with being in Dallas, his home state, you know, it makes perfect sense to put him in. He came, he got his WrestleMania moment last year. And now gets to go into the Hall of Fame, which is an awesome honor for him.
Yeah, and it's kind of a signal that he's potentially done, or maybe beyond potentially at this point.
I would assume he is done at this point, because he's facing neck surgery. And once you have neck surgery at 56 years old, it's probably not smart to come back and be an active wrestler. Doesn't mean he won't come back and, you know, hit someone with a Scorpion Death Drop one more time. Just, I think, as far as matches go, he may have... done it. Be done. Then again, he could show up in the Royal Rumble. Who knows?
Yeah, he could show up in the Royal Rumble, but I think they're trying to keep him out of the ring due to his neck and just basically say, you know, it was a great run. It was awesome to have you at Mania. It was awesome to have you against Rollins. Really appreciate it, but you're done.
Yeah, and I think he realizes, I think he's come to terms with it, that his career was winding down, because, you know, he was coming back for one shot. One match at WrestleMania, that was it. He felt good. He did the next match with Seth Rollins, and, you know, he did a couple on two matches with that one night on Raw that people kind of forget about. His wins, his WWE wins, beating Big Show and then beating Big Show and Seth Rollins in a tag match. People completely forget about them, but they do count. They are in the record books. He is 2-2, and not just 0-2 that people talk about. Just saying.
Just saying. Just throwing that out there.
Just throwing that out. Throwing that stat out there. Question though, who will induct Sting into the Hall of Fame?
Oh, that's a tricky one. I don't know. It's for me, it's hard to say. You know?
Oh yeah, but the room that is being rumored about, and it kind of makes sense because they're longtime rivals in WCW. Nature Boy or Ric Flair?
I could buy that. I think I would be okay with that, honestly, truthfully.
Because I can't see it being his best friend Lex Luger. I can't see him coming back and inducting him. WWE probably wouldn't let that go down.
No, I would agree with that wholeheartedly.
But I expect Luger to be in attendance for the ceremony. When it comes to Ric Flair, he'll have stories. He'll have stories on the Stinger. That's for sure. And they should be interesting.
Rick, we're limiting you to 10 minutes.
Ric Flair is the reason there's a clock.
Yeah. Ric Flair, well, that and, oh god, who was it that went forever?
The Rock.
Was it The Rock?
The Rock went forever one year. There was someone else who went forever, I can't remember.
Was it the Road Warriors?
No, I don't think.
No, because I remember when they went in, they took forever, but there was somebody, god, there was somebody that went almost an hour.
Foley went a while, but that's when they released the time limit a little bit. I don't remember, honestly, off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Yeah, there's somebody though that went super long, and it's like they're the reason that, well, there's a clock. So they're going to limit Rick. They're going to make sure he doesn't tell anything that, you know, is embarrassing or not PG because, well, we all know Rick has those stories, as delightful as they are.
This one time in a hotel room, we did a woo and another woo woo, and, you know, from there on there.
We wooed a lot.
We wooed a lot.
And there were a lot of ladies in woo. Yeah, those kinds of stories. So they'll probably limit Rick, but I think that would be good for Sting. I mean, I can't think of it really anybody in WWE.
Other than Hunter
that could really induct him.
But I don't even think Hunter should be the guy. I don't think so.
No, it really should be somebody from WCW or somebody from back in the day, back in the 80s, that he had a good rivalry with. But again, I think that's Flair. You know, I think the obvious standout is Flair.
Because, we mentioned Lex Luger, okay? Not going to happen.
Maybe Nash?
I thought, no, because they were never boys. Like, they always were never really boys. Yes, they were in the Wolfpack together, but they were never boys, you know what I mean?
Booker?
Shucky Ducky Quack Quack? I don't think Shucky Ducky Quack Quack should be the person doing the introduction of Sting. I don't... He's pre-show material. He's not main event material.
He used to be main event material because he's five-time WCW champion.
And he was in the main event mafia.
He was in the main event mafia. Just, you know, pointing that out.
With a man called Sting. No, but Ric Flair is the one that makes the most sense.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They had the best rivalry together. They've spent the most time together. It makes sense.
And I've been trying to think lately. It's like, so who else goes in this Hall of Fame class with him? Because they're going to have a female. They're going to have a tag team. I've been trying to think of a female, and nothing really jumped
Luna up. Luna Vachon?
That's not a bad one. I don't think they're going to put her in.
They should.
They should. It doesn't mean they will. Molly.
Jacqueline, maybe? Jacqueline Moore?
Jacqueline Moore, Molly Holly, Ivory. You go in that era.
I would say Jacqueline Moore just because I think she's from Texas.
Yeah, she is from Texas. That is true.
And they generally try to find somebody, generally local people. I would not be surprised if JBL goes in.
I was just going to go there. You mentioned local people. It's like, there's JBL.
Yeah, JBL would not be surprised. Would not bet on Taker this year simply because Sting is going in and they are not going to have Sting and Taker compete for that spot. Taker's going in as a marquee guy.
Taker should just have the class to himself.
Yeah, Taker should just kind of go in by himself.
Him and Michelle. No. Kidding.
That's not PG. We can't show that on air. At least not while the kiddies are up.
No, while the kiddies are up.
You want to see a 50-year-old? No.
No, no.
No.
No, we really kind of... No, no.
No, I don't want to think about that. I really don't want to think about that. That's kind of sick. But...
I have thoughts in my head. I'm just going to keep them to myself.
Visuals! Oh, God! Get the brain bleach! Ah!
Oh, my God. It involves... No, just move on. Move on.
Just move on.
Move on.
But yeah, going back to the Hall of Fame, would not be surprised about JBL in terms of the female. Jacqueline Moore would be a good choice. Luna Vachon, Ivory, you know, any of those ladies are a solid choice.
I think there's a name we're missing, but yeah.
And that name would be?
I don't know. Like, that's the thing. We're missing someone. There's someone that should be on the top of our heads, but is not. You know what I mean?
I would say China, but that's never going to happen. Even though it really kind of sucks because she does actually deserve her place in the Hall of Fame for all that she did.
For her career, she does deserve. Everything else after the fact doesn't play a part, but everything else plays a part when deciding who goes into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's the fact of the matter is it's Hunter and Stephanie kind of making that decision or being a part of that decision. And given the relationship there between Hunter, Stephanie, and China, that's going to go over like a fart in church. So I do not expect to see China in the Hall of Fame anytime soon. Now, unless she learned now, stranger things have happened. I mean, we had Jake the Snake show up, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about DDP? Speaking of Jake the Snake.
I've thought about him. I don't know if this is his year, though, but he deserves to be in at some point. But
I would say he deserves to be in.
But I don't know if it's this year. I don't think... But if you do Sting, you could do DDP at the WCW class. You could put Sting in DDP, maybe put in Vader because he was campaigning. And that's not a bad trio, honestly.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, JBL in there, and then you find a tag team, and you're pretty much a tag team and a female, and you're pretty much covered.
Dudleys. Put the Dudleys in.
Next year.
next year?
Yeah. Here's a name. You gotta get an international name in there too, because they sort of like doing that one lately. What about Jushin Thunder Liger as international?
He's not in?
No.
Well, hell, go for it.
Liger is not in, so I would keep a lookout for someone like him to be in the international wing. And as far as the celebrity goes, I don't know.
Who gives a fuck, honestly? Who really cares? I mean, it's probably honestly going to be Stephen Amell, because he's done the most that any of the celebrities have done in a really long time.
Or Jon Stewart.
You know, Stewart actually did something noteworthy, so, you know, I can't argue too much, but it's like, I wish they would kind of do away with the celebrity wing, because at this point, it's you show up for a cup of coffee and you get in the Hall of Fame as a celebrity, and I don't think that's 100% okay. You know, it's just like, eh.
True, but we'll see. So that's our Hall of Fame thoughts somewhat. Well, as the list goes on and names get announced, we'll bring it to you here on the show.
We will, but speaking of the Hall of Fame and kind of transitioning out of that, we do have to talk about another WWE Hall of Famer, probably the most infamous WWE Hall of Famer to ever walk the planet, definitely the Hallowed Halls, and that's Miss Sunny.
Oh, we're talking about this.
We're talking about this. We're tying it in.
Oh, God.
Because, well, as we know, you get a ring when you go in the WWE Hall of Fame, and, well, Sunny's decided she's selling hers.
And it has nothing to do with her legal issues.
At all. She wants a fresh start.
So, if you want a fresh start, right? So, whenever you do an appearance, you should never call yourself WWE Hall of Famer Sunny, right?
Right.
I don't think she's going to stop doing that, do you think?
Not if she wants to make money.
Right, because if you want a fresh start, you just drop that whole thing. But she's always going to do that. Formerly known as WWE Hall of Famer Sunny, that adds another $500 to the paycheck.
Yeah,
that's not going away. She's just selling the ring because, well, she's in legal trouble, and she's going to just say, "Oh no, it's just because like I want to."
I mean, I commend her for wanting to get a fresh start. I commend her completely. She had a rough 2014 and a rough 2015. So if she really legitimately wants to just step away from wrestling and wipe the slate clean and make herself better, I am 100% in for that. Like, I commend her for it. But I think part of me at least knows, and part of everybody else knows, that's kind of crap. It's like, yeah, we all know. The thing is like, I would believe it if we didn't talk about the metric ton of legal trouble you got into in the last year.
That you always deny.
That you always deny, even though there's court records approved to another case.
Yeah, court records don't lie. Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So so we all know that you're probably selling the ring for money, which, honestly, if you're selling the ring for the money, just say you're selling the ring for the money. You'll actually probably get somebody to buy it from you in that case. Because somebody will be like, oh, well, she needs the money.
Right.
Because that's what everybody's thinking anyway. So just come out and say it. You know, oh, well, I have legal bills I have to pay. I need the money for the ring.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon. Several of the other WWE Hall of Famers have done that. Where it's, you know, one of them didn't. Billy Graham didn't. I think he just did that as an FU.
Yeah, he did.
But, you know, it's like the family of Paul Bearer sold his Hall of Fame ring. One, because they didn't need it. And two, they probably needed the money to cover all the expenses.
Right. It's on sale on eBay, apparently, for $3,000.
So if you want Sonny's Hall of Fame ring, go buy it. It's on sale now.
On sale now.
At eBay.
Yeah. On sale on eBay. Yeah.
But kind of awkward transition since we're talking about WWE Divas. Well, if you haven't noticed, Paige has had a stunning absence on TV lately, and there's a very good reason for that.
Yeah, she suffered a slight concussion, according to an interview she did with Scott Fishman promoting Total Divas. So she's chomping at the bit to get back in the ring, but she can't because of the concussion. And we all know WWE has a strict concussion policy, and they try to keep everyone, you know, clear before let them back in the ring. Just look at Daniel Bryan, for instance. I have a feeling she'll be back in no time.
Oh, yeah, I have a feeling she's going to be okay. They're just keeping her out more for safety purpose than anything else. So probably in the next few weeks, especially with the debut of Total Divas, Paige will show back up on TV because, you know, we can't do the Rack Extra without Paige.
No, we can.
Just can't.
We can, and Rack Extra Total Divas returns next week.
Yay.
Yeah, I don't know when we're going to record it, but it'll be available next week sometime.
When the show, Total Divas is back on Tuesdays, right?
Yes.
Around Tuesday.
Well, Wednesday then.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Somewhere in that rainbow.
Because we're so good at plugging stuff.
Well, you know, it all depends, because sometimes we do it live and sometimes we don't. So at some point, that's what the point was.
But, you know, that gives me a good segue, because at some point, there's a rumor that somebody may be showing up at WrestleMania.
And who would that be?
One Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What?
Rumor has it Austin has an idea that he wants to pitch to creative, and he's 90% sure he's going to be there.
One way or another, Steve Austin is going to be at WrestleMania. That is a given. That is 100% fact. Hashtag fact. But what he's doing, that's all up in the air at this point. He has an idea he wants to pitch to creative. What it is, who knows. But it's good to see that he has an actual idea and wants to do something with it. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm looking forward to it. Now you have The Rock on WrestleMania. You're probably going to have Steve Austin at WrestleMania. That's two big icon names at WrestleMania to go along with Brock Lesnar, Undertaker, and the list goes on, especially with John Cena not being on the show. It's good to have Stone Cold on it.
Yeah, they're trying to fill out the marquee names, and Stone Cold will definitely help to fill that class out.
Oh, hell yeah. Didn't mean to go for the pun, but oh, hell yeah.
Well, I mean, plus they're in Texas. It's going to be a Cowboy Stadium. Really, how can you have WrestleMania in Texas without Stone Cold? I mean, that's just ridiculous.
You really can't, honestly. You really need Stone Cold there.
I would not be the least bit surprised if Michaels doesn't show up either.
Oh, he'll probably have some sort of cameo on the show, I would bet.
I mean, it's WrestleMania. It's in Texas. Hunter's in Shawn State. We all know the love affair between Triple H and Shawn Michaels. We're not even going to try to deny it.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
I mean, they had a whole freaking Hell in a Cell match over it, so...
Yeah.
The battle for Shawn's love.
It's a thing.
It happened. So, yeah. But exciting news for Mania, at least.
This is very true.
As you cough up the lung. So, last WWE-ish story... Because it's tied to WWE, but it's also New Japan. And that is that, well, Shinsuke Nakamura, and I'm so sorry if I said your name wrong, has been stripped of the IWGP Intercontinental Championship. He has, I believe, one more appearance with New Japan, and then he's on his way to WWE.
Yeah, I believe one or two more appearances about to wrap it up at the end of the month. And then he'll be off to the Performance Center in February to start his training.
Which is kind of crazy.
It is. We're getting close. And, you know, he'll be ready for maybe a WrestleMania debut or right afterwards. Who knows?
Well, everybody's predicting the Rumble could be pretty phenomenal. So could we see some strong style turning up at WrestleMania? We'll have to see.
I like how you did that with the pun.
Thank you. I hope he brings the tiara and the cape because it's epic.
This is why you need to vote for the Rack of the Wrestling Radio Awards for puns like that.
Yeah, totally.
WrestlingRaiderWords.com.
And last story, because we're shameless shills like that. Well, TNA has good news and it has bad news. The good news is for TNA, they've got a good deal with Pop TV. They're able to fund some money back into their contracts, and they are now being able to offer larger contracts to talent again. They're able to sweeten deals, which means they're able to either retain talent or get talent that left over money back. This is what happened with James Storm. They were able to get Storm back because they were able to offer him a good deal. However, unfortunately, one person decided not to do that and has left TNA, and that is TJ Perkins, a.k.a. Manic. He is no longer with TNA.
It's no surprise that he's not with it. He's been having issues with them for some time now over how things went in the last 6 months, so it's no surprise. When they return to Pop TV, he is not with
them. Yeah, so sad to see Manic go, but we wish TJ all the best in his future endeavors.
That we do.
So, I think that's our last and final story.
Yeah.
Alright, so I say we take a break.
Let's do it.
And when we come back, we're going to be talking all about NXT. You don't want to miss it. So you're listening to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will be right back.
Say my name and his in the same breath. I tell you to say they taste the same. Let the leaves fall off in the summer. Let December glow in flames. Brace myself and let go. Start it over.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to reference over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And a big shout-out to our friends over at Gerwick.net, which, well, we're also airing there. We're airing everywhere. Gerwick.net, WildTalkRadio.com, and RackRadioShow.com. My goodness, we're growing.
We're a phenomenon.
We are a phenomenon, and well, if you want to be a part of the phenomenon, because we are going to talk about this ad nauseum tonight, so just deal with it, go vote for us at WrestlingRadioAwards.com. We are up for Male Interview of the Year for Seth Rollins, Female Interview of the Year for Alicia Fox, and Show of the Year. Remember, The Rack, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. You can vote once a day. That's 24 hours. If you vote more than once a day, they will not count your vote.
And when they, what they consider is 24 hours is midnight to midnight. So if you say you vote at 11 p.m. one night and then at 11 a.m. the next day, that's perfectly fine because they're midnight to midnight.
Yeah. So you don't have to wait a full 24 hours. So if you like vote at 2 o'clock, you don't have to wait till 2 o'clock the next day, but just don't vote at like 2 o'clock and then, you know, five that same day.
That's no good.
Yeah. We don't want to do the cheating. No cheating. But we came back to Mr. Zayn, which must mean one thing. We're talking NXT.
A few notes about NXT before we get into it. Tom Phillips is back as the lead announcer.
Oh, thank God.
You are not a fan of Rich Brennan?
I like Rich Brennan, but Graves and Phillips have a chemistry that just Graves and Brennan don't have.
And there's no more Byron Saxton because, well, he's all over WWE program now.
Yeah. Byron's now up on SmackDown, and he's up there with King and MR, as King likes to call him.
Yeah. Which they're so, which Mauro Ranallo is great at his job.
Oh my God, he's amazing. Can we keep him?
Yeah, we
can. Can he stay?
He can stay. He can stay.
Can he go to Raw?
He's staying on SmackDown.
Put him on Raw. Put him on Raw. Good God, I want him to call everything.
Put him on the Royal Rumble.
Jesus, he's good.
Yeah.
Good call, WWE. Whoever found him, good call.
Hunter's idea, Cole was the one who started the process.
Good call, y'all. High five.
Hey, speaking of returns, William Regal's back. He's been back. He had neck surgery and was gone for a little bit. Now he's back, and he's back into a warm ovation from the crowd and announced tonight in our main event, it is a battle royal for the women's championship, for the number one contendership. And then he brought out the returning hero, Sami Zayn.
Hey.
A few things Sami mentioned was that he's the lead singer of a band and it came out to play tonight, you know. Olay is the number one single.
Olay, 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 olay.
Olay. He is also one of the men responsible for building NXT, so successful, they sold out the UK tour. He's happy to be home, though, right there in Full Sail University. Cheap pop.
Ding!
Cheap pop. McFoley would be proud. He feels all the warm and fuzzies for being back. But he was also back to be the first ever two-time NXT champion. Out came Samoa Joe, says, good that you're back. But he says, you don't deserve, you know, to be back and getting a title shot. Because the last time Zayn had a shot, Joe had to save his life. Joe told Sami just to walk away. Which then brought out the lone wolf Baron Corbin. And for once, he actually agrees with Samoa Joe. He said that Sami belongs in the back of the line. Corbin says, Joe failed in London. He didn't. Corbin says, Sami was passed by someone more durable than him. He is the uncrowned champion. Joe said that, tell Sami to know his place when in his ring. Sami said that his place is in this ring. And that's when Samoa Joe left. From behind, Corbin attacks Sami. Sami fights back. And then Samoa Joe was coming back in the ring, and him and Sami had a stare down. Hot opening segment to start off the show.
Very hot opening segment. Clearly they're setting something up for later between Corbin and Joe and Sami, which I'm excited for. I feel a little bad for Corbin because he's slightly outclassed.
Just a little bit. He's a little bit outclassed, but that's okay. The veterans will get him through it. As you mentioned, William Regal later in the show announced that it will be in 2 weeks a triple threat match between Samoa Joe, Sami Zayn, and Baron Corbin for the number one contendership.
Ooh, Finn Balor might have to be slightly concerned.
He might have to be. Speaking of champions, Bayley was said she survived at London. She didn't know she had it in her, but she knew she had to stay champion. She wished all the competitors good luck, and well, depending on who wins, she may give them a hug. And then she gave Rich Brennan a hug. Go ahead.
And it made Rich Brennan's day. It really did. He was so cute after he got hugged. Can I just say how excited I am for a women's battle royal for the number one contendership? And it's actually a legit battle royal. Like, it matters. It's not just some BS where, oh yeah, you know, it's going to take 5 minutes. I'm excited for this. They're treating it seriously. They're treating the ladies seriously. I love NXT so much.
It was then time for the year-end awards. Over 1 million votes were cast on WWE.com. Tag Team of the Year went to Enzo and Cass.
As it should be.
The Female Competitor of the Year was Bayley.
Of course.
Male competitor was Finn Balor.
Of course.
Brooklyn was the takeover of the year.
As it should have been.
Bayley versus Sasha in Brooklyn was the match of the year.
Okay, can we just talk about that for a second? Because for years, all we've heard is the Divas can't wrestle and the Divas don't matter and F the Divas. I just like to point out that from a popular fan vote, a Divas match was voted match of the year over, what, Balor and Owens and a couple others?
Oh, yeah.
Can I just say how amazing that is and how awesome that is and how they have to feel? Because that's pretty, that's cool. They've set the standard for everybody, not just the women, but everybody in NXT of what a match should be. That's how good that was.
Yeah, it was.
And I would even argue they set a standard in the company.
They did. Overall, a competitor of the year was Finn Balor.
Not surprised.
I like that they gave them a gold ring bell. I thought that was cool.
I thought it was neat. Very well done. Very well played.
It's not a slammy. No, it's a gold ring bell and hammer. It's like, oh, that's awesome.
It's something you can actually hang on your wall rather than put on a shelf, so it doesn't take as much space.
Yeah, it's a plaque. It's basically a plaque. It's a ring bell. It's awesome. We had Tommaso Ciampa take on Danny Burch.
Solid match.
This was solid, physical, hard-hitting. They played hard-hitting up a lot. Including a big right hand by Danny Burch at one point. Ciampa was able to lock in the armbar for the win. It was solid. Nothing special, but it was solid.
I can't tell if Ciampa's been signed yet or not.
I don't know.
If he hasn't, they've got to be getting close to a deal because he keeps popping up on TV.
And now he's winning on TV, so.
Yeah, they could be close to a deal. Or they may already have one.
They may already have one.
But it was a very, very solid showing all the way around.
Enzo and Cass talked about they don't forget, but they give credit to the champs. They learned that the champs have no backbone. They call them soft, and they will finish unfinished business with them the next time they see them.
As much as I love goofy, crazy Enzo and Cass, I love serious Enzo and Cass.
Agreed.
Because Cass is a big man. You do not want to piss him off.
No, you don't.
So the fact that he's like gunning for blood, that's a bad thing. You better run.
Run. We had a bunch of women talking about the upcoming Battle Royal.
Which, again, is super exciting and awesome, and I love that they all got to cut serious promos about this.
Yeah, I agree. And we're going to get to one of them here in a bit.
Here in a minute?
Yeah, here in a minute. We had Dash and Dawson taking on The Ascension.
I never thought I would say this, but I feel so bad for The Ascension. I feel really, really bad for them because, you know, they were everything in NXT a year ago. They were the badasses of NXT. Nothing could touch them. And then they went up to the main roster and just... that was it for The Ascension. And they've been forgotten. And now they go back down to NXT and they get this great reaction and they lose. Like, these were the guys that were unbeaten for how long?
Oh, a long time.
Held the tag titles for forever. Nobody thought they were going to get them off of them. I mean, they were, like, legit in NXT, and then they've just been, like, nothing ever since. I feel really bad that it's like, oh, you have to go back down to NXT, and you have to job now? I'm so sorry. That sucks.
And it was a little weird seeing them act as a babyface team, honestly.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
Yeah, it was. Victor got dominated for a while. Connor got the hot tag, took control. Not good at the hot tag. They had him down, but there was a distraction by Dash. They hit the blind tag, hit their finish for the win. Tag champs continue to roll on.
Hey.
Doctors were backstage with Nia Jax, when Regal and Eva Marie. Nia cannot compete because she was choked out in London, so she's still not fully recovered. And in the background, Eva's all happy. Yes! She's not in it. Yes! But then Nia turns back around and is like, oh, I didn't do nothing.
Can I just say how smart it was of them to keep Nia Jax out of the match?
Yeah.
Let me tell you why.
Tell me why.
Because normally I would be all in for Nia Jax to be in that match. It's almost an expectation that when someone like Nia Jax goes into a match like that, that they're going to dominate, they're going to destroy, and they're going to win. And so it hurts that type of character when they go into that match and they don't win. And right. You don't want Nia versus Bayley again right after you did London. So it's good. Let's rest Nia. Let's you know, let the dust settle between her and Bayley. Put some space between them. And then you can go after that again, either before Bayley goes up to the main roster or after Bayley gets there, and you want to bring Nia up, you can have that be an introductory feud for her. And you can tap that history of NXT of, oh, well, you know, the last time they met, this happened. Like, Nia threw Bayley through a door.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. You know, but keeping her out of this match, at least in my opinion, was smart. Because it made it less obvious who was going to win.
And you didn't have that, you didn't have to have that awkward moment of, five girls jump on Nia trying to get her out. You don't have to do that spot.
Because it would take all of them to get her out of the ring.
Yeah, or one Asuka. Who knows?
Or one Asuka, yeah.
But they're saving that interaction. We have more women promos. Then we had the Drifter, Elias Sampson, taking on the small white dude, Corey Hollis. Because he was a really small white dude.
Go, Elias, go.
Slow match. white big dude with big dude beating up little dude. Big dude won with a neckbreaker. It was a match. It was a match. Samson said, "What this place needs is what I am." After the match.
And what is he exactly?
He's a drifter. I got nothing more than that.
Okay, I want to point out the last quote-unquote drifter that they had was a cult leader named Bray Wyatt, so that may not be a good thing.
Yeah. We had the NXT champion Finn Balor talk about how draining London was, but the champ never rests. He's now just waiting to find out who is next, and you put all over all three men, all their strength and everything, but he said the title is staying with him.
We hope so, Finn. We sincerely hope so.
We had more women talk. This one included Cameron.
Okay, we just need to talk about that promo.
This is a quote. She says she's back to prove she's more than just a Funkadactyl, and she's going to become the number one contender to the NXT Women's Battle Royal. Girl, bye. Somebody retake that promo. I guess they didn't catch it.
I would guess they didn't catch it.
Because number one contender to the NXT Women's Battle Royal. Like, I thought I heard it. And then I had to go look at a recap, and I was like, yep, she said it, alright. She said it.
So, yeah, a little awkward by Cameron. But the other promos were solid. I mean, there's not a lot to say about these. They were quick 10-15 second promos where basically, I'm going to win. No, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. No, I'm going to win.
So, the I Am Going to Win Battle Royal featured Billy Kay, Peyton Royce, Cameron, Deonna Peruzzi, I think that's how you pronounce it. Perazzo.
Is that the chick from Tough Enough?
No, Deonna Perazzo, no.
That's not the chick from Tough Enough?
No. This one was blonde. One of the girls from Tough Enough, Georgia, she's debuting in TNA.
I was going to say, okay.
Asuka, Eva Marie, Emma, Carmella, Evil Sparkle Fairy, Alexa Bliss.
Oh, she was in fine form.
Liv Morgan and Aaliyah. I knew I was going to screw it up. Aaliyah. She was featured on Breaking Ground, and this was her NXT TV debut, I believe.
I was going to say, she's the gypsy belly dancer.
Yes.
Whatever, right?
Yes.
Okay, then.
So, during the ring entrance, even in her slow walk, Asuka, you know, interrupts her entrance and bumps her on the entranceway. I thought, it's like, oh, Asuka, you gonna kill a bitch. Oh, this gonna be good. And then, go ahead.
No, it's just this moment where Eva's getting ready to take off her robe and Asuka comes out and she just stops and it's like, Eva, keep walking. Just keep walking. Because you have no idea who you're playing with here. Like, no idea. Because, yeah, Asuka came out, and all those girls are looking at Asuka, and they're like, oh, crap.
Speaking of oh, crap, Asuka knocked Eva out at the start of the match.
Oh, my God, it was spectacular.
It was awesome. The crowd was awesome. And, you know, not a lot of girls got a lot of entrances or anything, but Eva got heat, and Asuka got the pop for knocking out Eva. There was one awkward, awful spot. Morgan tried to powerbomb Cameron, and they fell. They just fell. To their credit, they got up. They did the spot again. Alexa Bliss knocked them both over the top rope. To their credit, they tried.
To their credit, they tried. You can tell how far Cameron's stock has fallen in the company when she's in the Divas Battle Royal in NXT and she doesn't even get an entrance.
This is true. The final four were Royce, Peyton Royce, Billy Kay, Asuka, and Carmella, who was taken out early. Double elimination by Asuka with the double hip bump to the Aussies, Billy Kay, and Peyton Royce. And this is where everyone thought, Asuka's gonna win, and then Eva Marie comes out, eliminates Asuka, the crowd goes, boo, thinking Eva has won. But then Carmella gets back in the ring, and eliminates Eva Marie, so you're number one contender. Carmella, this was booked awesome, the finish.
This was very well done, very well booked. Love the finish of this match. Because all the fans were like, when Eva won, it's like, no! Like, she's getting so much heat. And then Carmella came out of nowhere and was like, nope, it's mine.
This is mine. Yeah. So Bayley comes out and celebrates and, well, delivered her hug to her best friend, Carmella. Asuka smiled on the ramp.
Somebody's going to die.
At some point, yeah. Eva Marie is going to die. All right, we got to talk about it for a second. We're going in Eva Marie versus Asuka. This is the first time in history I'm looking forward to an Eva Marie match. Because Asuka's going to kill her.
Yeah, Eva Marie's going to die. And anytime Asuka smiles at you, just run. Just run. She's out to kill people.
Yeah, she is. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to Bayley and Carmella. And you can tell Bayley is winding down her NXT career. And she finally gets to have her one-on-one match with her best friend.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Although I have a feeling maybe Asuka will play a role in that. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think she's going
to. You don't think so?
No, I don't think. I think the two girls are going to have some fun when they tape it the night before the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, this is true. And who knows? Maybe the hottest chick in the ring will be your next NXT Women's Champion.
You never know.
But overall, a nice episode of NXT.
It was good to have NXT back.
Oh my god, I've missed it so much.
It's only been 2 weeks, but damn.
Never go away again, ever.
But it's a good thing. It's a good thing for them, because the talent actually got to go home for a little bit.
So yeah, they did.
So the break was good. It's back, they're refreshed, and more stuff to come next week.
Yep, so I say we take our second and final break of the evening. So when we come back, we are going to be having Tweet of the Week and, well, a little discussion concerning one Chris Jericho. Is he getting a little stale? We're going to talk about it, let you know our opinions, kind of weigh in on everything. So you don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. Wishing you could check it. Ain't nobody else got money like this. Diamonds on my neck and a new leather print. Fresh Manny Petty and designer brands. Got a necklace so big I can hardly stand. Everybody knows.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
The first award was crowd participation. Your choices were Fandangoing, yes, let's go Cena. Cena sucks. And what's up? Sub, what's your pick?
I think I picked Cena sucks.
No, you didn't.
No, it's going to be great.
I love these picks. Sub, you picked yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, Daniel O'Brien.
Yeah.
Why did I hear that? You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that was the one that won. Got that right.
Holy shit.
But because you changed your pick...
No, I didn't hear the option of Daniel Bryan yet. The guy's magical. He's a magical little guy.
The LOL moment of the year. Your choices were The Great Khali and Jinder Mahal try to snake charm Santino's Cobra.
You know, when you say it like that, that sounds so wrong.
I know. So
I'm going to say I went with the first one where they try to tame the Cobra.
No, you didn't.
What did he say?
He said he picked the snake charmer. No.
Ah!
No.
Well, see, that's what I figured I would go with.
That's what Rob picked. You picked Titus O'Neil throwing up. You were wrong. It was the Rock concert.
Jesus, that was way off there.
Insult of the year, Sub.
Fuck, I have no idea what I went with. I'm going to go with the Big Show and Stephanie.
Congratulations, you picked the winning one. Today.
Can I trade in the ones when I like get a wrong problem? Can I trade two of them in for a win?
Diva of the year.
I'll go with the Funkadactyl chick. No, because I know it was AJ Lee. Do I want to win now?
Hold on.
Or do I stick to my gun?
So which one are you picking?
Funkadactyl.
Alright, so you picked AJ last week. You picked the Funkadactyls this week. Ace and Crispy picked AJ. That's all wrong. Rob picked the Bella Twins, and the Bella Twins won the award.
Suck it, bitches.
When you calculate, everyone picked CB Radio and WTR picked. Subway, you were 500. You were 4-4. You did the best out of everybody.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wait. Down. I think my head just exploded. I'm done.
I'm seeing something disconnected from my brain. I ain't taking calls. I came to kick ass tonight.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com. And you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And we're joining you via the airwaves of Gerwick.net as well. I want to give a huge shout-out to them and a big thanks. So, awesome. We love you guys over there. And, well, you know what else we love? We love votes because, yes, we are going to pimp this on all three segments of this show. We have been nominated for the fourth year in a row for the Wrestling Radio Awards. So go over to WrestlingRadioAwards.com, vote for The Rack. You can vote in a 24-hour period, so 12 a.m. to 12 p.m., one time. So please go vote for Male Interview of the Year, Seth Rollins.
Hold on, 12 a.m. to 12 a.m., not 12 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's only 12
hours. Oh, I'm sorry. 12 a.m. to 12 a.m.
She can do math.
I can totally do math. I can do the big math.
Yeah, you can.
That involves mortgages and stuff.
Yeah.
So, 12 a.m. to 12 a.m., Seth Rollins, Male Interview of the Year, Alicia Fox, Female Interview of the Year, and Rack Radio Show as Show of the Year. We're up against some stiff competitions we really kind of want to win. So, once again, WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Please go vote for us. Thank you very much. And now, Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
All right, so what do you got for us for Tweet of the Week?
I have Star Wars related tweets. Some of them might contain spoilers, so... Spoiler alert. If thou does not want to hear spoilers, and you're like me, and you still have not seen the movie, which I don't care if I see spoilers or not, but if you do not want to see spoilers or hear spoilers, and you have not yet seen the movie, I'm going to give you 5 seconds to either mute this or take off your headphones.
Or just go, la 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 la.
Because, be warned, we did warn you. I don't want to get any hate mail over this.
Send hate mail to contact@recradioshow.com.
Yep, it will go directly to the circular file. So, because I found Emo Kylo Ben, or Emo Kylo Ren, and it's fabulous. So, Emo Kylo Ren, gestures, door opens. Yes, Rey, you see, when you are as powerful as I, you can do these things. Kylo, that was an automatic door. Emo Kylo Ren, I told my dad he should let me get my license since I share DNA with the best star pilot in the galaxy. He was touched, but I meant Darth Vader. And all the rest of these are Emo Kylo Ren till I get to the ones that aren't. Sometimes I wish I weren't an only child, but Mom says when you have siblings, weird things can happen. I will never go through Mom's closet again for any reason. I touched it before I knew what it was. It was gold and metal. I'm scarred forever. FYI, Mom, if you see our son, bring him home is way too dramatic of a way to ask Dad to pick me up from band practice. Just in my opinion. There's nothing sadder than a middle-aged man in a vest. Jericho, we're looking at you. Just kidding. Speaking of Chris Jericho, Xavier Woods. The past cannot be undone. Jericho now has an enemy for life. I will end you. And he posted a wanted alive picture of Chris Jericho.
Minus one.
Xavier Woods. Well, I should say Ethan Carter III.
Champ
Ethan.
Two.
We need to coordinate this better.
No, we don't. It's much more fun this way.
One brain, y'all.
One brain.
So, EC3. To Xavier Woods, I'm sorry about your loss. Thank you. As a fellow champion, I appreciate your condolences. Traitor Finn. Kylo Ren prank calls Finn. Hey, Finn, I bet you shop at... Dramatic pause. Trader Joe's. High five sucks. Seamus. Happy Kiss a Ginger Day. Remember, kiss responsibly or we will steal your soul.
Fella.
On Kiss a Ginger Day, again, Seamus, try a peck on the cheek. Preferably not the arse cheek.
She said arse.
That's how we tweeted it.
I know.
Bad Father Han Solo. Last time I was this bored, I was frozen in carbonite. S-T-O-S-O-T-U. Because I can read. Emo Kylo Ren. His search history.
Oh, God.
Darth Vader hair care products. Darth Vader inspirational coats. Darth Vader lookbook. Darth Vader pins. Darth Vader's best pickup lines. How to hate sand more. How to talk about Darth Vader so people will listen. When did Darth Vader's voice change? Who is my spirit animal? But the answer is Darth Vader. The Usos. A WWE World Heavyweight Championship would look nice on the mantle next to both those slammies. We going for gold, Uso back to back. To which Kofi Kingston replies, why don't you just steal it from your cousin like you stole those slammies from us, SMH.
Damn.
Ouch. Somebody's bitter. Dolph Ziggler. Somebody tweeted him, because he did ask the heel, if you only have one day left to live, what would you do in those last 24 hours? His response, leg days. At Hooters.
As you do.
Like you do. And lastly, Dolph Ziggler, somebody tweeted him for ask the heel, redheads, blondes, or brunettes? To which he replies, or? Blocked. Dolph, you whore.
Such a whore. My turn?
That's it.
Alright, someone named Jeffrey tweets Kevin Owens, hey, fight Owens, fight, enough with trying to break necks. If you can't do a move safely, don't do it, at Triple H, at WWE Neville, at Dean Ambrose. Kevin Owens replied, haha, oh man, you tagged Triple H in everything. Aren't you cool, smart, in the no fan? P.S. No. Bill Simmons, good news for KC fans. Andy Reid already ran out of 3rd-and-3 plays that can only gain 2 yards. Fake John Madden, Andy Dalton, clearly taught AJ McCarron how to perform in the playoffs, not SportsCenter. It's official now. To make a catch in the NFL, you must use 2 hands, touch 2 feet, hold the ball into your butt, do a front flip, and keep control. Ringside access. Russo booked this game perfectly. On Edge Brothers. Pittsburgh versus Cincinnati.
That was the craziest freaking game I've ever seen in my life.
It was. Keep it 5-star. Stephanie McMahon told Paul Heyman that Brock Lesnar has no more sick or vacation days left, so he has to compete in the Royal Rumble. Hashtag Raw. 3-man booth. Buzzards eat scorpions. Bray Wyatt feud starter. Got it now. Buzzards eat scorpions.
If Sting was healthy to wrestle, I would be totally down for that.
Yeah. Another realms to check that or tweet it. Check out the new gameplay trailer featuring Combat Pack 2 characters, a bunch of characters. Kofi Kingston replied, oh my. Someone tweeted him. So when are you and everyone's going to be duking now with the new boys? Kofi Kingston replied, Woods is too cheap to buy any downloadable characters. And then he quickly replied, I've been hacked. I didn't type that. I just told Woods that we're going to find out who did this and make them pay. let's see. The fake ESPN. Breaking. Hugh Jackson has been hired as the Browns' new head coach. Future news. Hugh Jackson has been fired by the Browns. John Gonzalez. Eagles. I think we kind of want you. Maybe. Tom Coughlin. Nah.
I'm good.
Good. Jen Gonzalez. Upcoming news conference. Jeffrey Lurie. This was our guy all along. This human man right here. Whispers to Howie. What's his name again? John Gonzalez. Lurie. I fired Chip Kelly. Howie. Cool. Totally for that. Lurie. So what's the plan? Huh? The plan. Talk slower. Finally, Dolph Ziggler. The joke's on you guys. I'm like way into getting slapped. Ooh. That's sweet.
Kinky.
That's sweet of the week. You had more than me.
I know. I actually had time to go out and favorite some.
God. What is this world coming to? She has more tweets than me. God.
Well, you only have more tweets than me if you decide to take a shot.
Yeah, it's no longer football season. Well, Cowboys football season, so.
But what's Brent going to do when they sign Johnny Manziel as the backup quarterback?
That's a good question. Either that or RG3. Which one's the bigger train wreck?
At least RG3 has his stuff together, and his is just mainly his ACL.
And his attitude.
Well, his attitude isn't any worse than Manziel's.
This is true. This is very true.
See, Manziel suffers from affluenza, which is supposedly a thing, where it's basically rich white boy syndrome.
That's a thing now?
Apparently, but yeah, Manziel just needs someone to smack the ever-loving you-know-what into him and give him the sense back that God gave him. Just, you know, I don't think I'm doing good, but that's just my personal opinion on the subject. But we're not here to talk football.
No, we're not.
We're here to talk wrestling.
Wrestling.
And we promised the people we were going to discuss Chris Jericho's latest return so far and whether we think it feels a little stale.
It does seem a little stale to me, at least to me. And just watching him on Monday Night Raw, Monday Night Raw at this point, I was thinking, did he go on SmackDown? No, he didn't do SmackDown. He's been on Raw 2 weeks. He came back, he did, welcome to Raw is Jericho, save us Chris Jericho, yada yada yada, same old shtick. And it's just coming off as the same old shtick. It's not coming off as something fresh and something new. He's just sort of, hey, I'm Chris Jericho, I'm on TV, and I'm just here to have a good time. And that's great. It's great to have a comeback, have a good time, and it's just sort of like, yeah, I'm going to come back and win the Rumble and everything. But it's like, when you think of Chris Jericho returned, you think of, okay, there's something more to him. The 1 year where he was silent, that was different, and it was unique because, well, he was silent. And then he revealed his plan, and then he turned heel and went after CM Punk and was doing different things like that. And it's like, okay, I see what you're doing there. I got you. And then now it's just sort of like, oh yeah, I'm back. I'm Chris Jericho from 2005. We'll go. And beyond's like, oh look, I'm save us Chris Jericho. I'm here to save the WWE. I'm here to save us from this and here to save us from that. And I'm just sitting here going, but what have you brought to the table that is going to hook me in and care? You did a highlight reel. At one point you said you were done with him and now you're back doing it. I don't know, it just to me, it's just coming off as the retread of the Chris Jericho character, and I kind of expected more for his return.
I think it's difficult at this point with Jericho because I love Jericho. I love what he does. I think he's a great addition anytime he shows up because he brings just a whole other level to a story that a lot of the talent just doesn't have. Like, he's just that good at what he does. That he brings that extra polish and that extra credibility and everything that comes with Jericho. So it's always nice to see him, but I think for me, just because he's left and come back so many times, that it's not special anymore. It's, oh hey, it's Chris Jericho. Great. Like the first time he showed back up, I was like, oh my god, it's Chris Jericho. And now I was like, eh? It's Chris Jericho? And it's like, I'm always happy to see him. I'm always happy when he shows up. I don't really ever get upset when he shows up, but it's like, he shows up, he hits all his lines, he wrestles his match, and then he leaves. And it's really hard at this point to get attached to Jericho. Because you know he's not permanent. You know he's not sticking around. He's going to do his month or 2 months or however long he's staying this time, and then he's going to go.
Right, and it's sort of like, he always said that he was not going to come back unless there was a good thing on TV for him. He had the idea. And maybe he has an idea, and maybe this is just a filler until the Royal Rumble. I'm hoping it is. Sort of where it's like, okay, I'm coming back, I'm going to do my same routine, and then after the Royal Rumble, when I get my program for WrestleMania, then I'm going to go into full Chris Jericho mode, and I'm going to really turn it up. And I think part of it is his last real run was with Bray Wyatt for those couple months. And that just sort of like, there was so much built on it. It started out so good, and there were good moments, but you never really, the thing never really stuck. You really never got enthralled with Chris Jericho because he was there, he was in there for a little run, and they never fully went to places it should have. He just sort of went back to being Chris Jericho instead of being full on into the story, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah, it's like you start to have Bray Wyatt affect people, and then it's, oh, well, you know, that's getting too far into it, and we don't want to do that, and so they back off of it. And I think with Jericho and Wyatt, a lot of people wanted that really, at least me personally, wanted that cerebral rap battle between two, where you did just psychology left, right, and center, where they screwed with each other, and they got inside each other's heads. And you almost kind of expected Jericho to be the guy that kind of cracked Bray Wyatt a little bit and got inside of Bray Wyatt's head and sort of figured out what's going on with him and exposed his weaknesses and made Bray Wyatt more human.
Right.
That never happened. You know, it's like you could have done a lot in that feud where, you know, Jericho could have gone out to the compound. Jericho could have gone and found Sister Abigail. Jericho could have done any number of things in that feud that just never happened. And then you never got that real battle. It's like Jericho and Wyatt was almost a series of very good matches, but the story was too disjointed.
Right. It had good, there were a couple good moments. The start of it, the sit down was really good. There were a couple good moments that just, again, as she said, very disjointed. And that's sort of what happened when Chris Jericho came back at Night of Champions and was the partner for Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. He came back and you thought, okay, he's back, he's going to do a story, and then he was gone for a few months. And that's fine because you know he's busy and everything, he has other commitments. But it's sort of like, I just hope, I don't know, I think it's, I hope there's more to the Chris Jericho return than the same old, here I am, I'm Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of Rock and Roller, the savior of WWE. That sort of thing. Y2J, Rollins, Jericho. I hope there's more to it, because I like Chris Jericho. He's great talent. The stuff he did with Shawn Michaels was some of the best stuff you'll ever, ever see.
Oh yeah, the stuff with Shawn was fantastic.
And it's sort of like, I understand why he doesn't come back and do that character, but damn, if he did that character and was able to dive deep and get into a personal feud with somebody, you would be able to hook viewers. And I hope there's something along those lines gonna happen. I just don't want this to be the reunion tour of Chris Jericho. I'm back, I'm here, I'm doing my thing, I'm gonna have some decent matches, and I'm gonna go into Rumble, and I'm gonna go WrestleMania, and so on and so forth. I hope there's more to it, because it's just coming off as I guess, it's stale. It's really pretty much stale to me at this point, because it's the same old that we've seen from Chris Jericho for 15 years. And there's nothing wrong with coming back and doing your hits, but sometimes the hits run out, especially when you've seen the hit so many times.
Yeah, especially in a short period as he has. Like, if he comes back, like, once every couple of years versus once every year, at least once a year he's back. This year it's twice a year. You know, it's, I don't mind him showing up and doing what he did with Ambrose and Reigns, where he does these one-offs where it's, he shows up, he does the match, and he leaves. And he does that every once in a great while. That's fine. But him coming in, doing a 3-month storyline, and then effing off to wherever he has to go, because again, he has commitments, takes away a lot of the specialness of his return, because you almost expect it. It's like you put Jericho back in the cards. It's not really, you know, because every time Jericho's like, oh yeah, I'm done with WWE, you know, that last run, that was it, and we're all like, yeah, okay, sure. We'll see you next summer, dude.
Right, and like, one thing I was like, I got big news coming, but I'm not coming to be at WrestleMania. Yeah, you're on your way to WrestleMania. Yeah, it's just sort of like, I just want to see more. I want to see more out of Jericho. I want to see him develop a little bit more and really, really enthrall us like Chris Jericho is able to do.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it's not a shot at Jericho. It's just,
it's a creative thing. You want to see more. You want to, because you know the potential is there. It's like, okay, the Dudleys came back as a, it's the reunion tour of the Dudleys. So they're back doing the hits, but it's been a long time since we've seen those hits. Now with Chris Jericho, it's sort of like, okay, what do you got for me? You're supposed to be this creative mastermind, so what do you got for me?
Yeah, and I think part of it is, too, is nobody's there to really challenge Jericho mentally, so he's just doing whatever he wants. Like, he needs that person to sort of get in that cerebral battle with. And again, he should have gotten into that with Wyatt, and he didn't.
No, he didn't ever did that. Could we see it again? Could we see Wyatt and Jericho at WrestleMania? Possibly. You never know.
I'd be okay with it.
So, we'll see what happens. But yeah, that was sort of the idea we had tonight, because it's a slow week. It's like, what can we talk about? And this was one subject, because we mentioned it right off the bat on the Raw Potion, Monday nights, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, where it's like, okay, Chris Jericho's acting overly babyface. So you know there's a turn coming. You know there's a twist to this. But I'm ready to see the twist, and it's probably coming after the Royal Rumble in a few weeks. So, we'll see what happens.
We will. But, I think that's it.
That's it.
Alright, well, thank you all so much for listening, and he's got plugs.
Oh, I got plugs, and let's see if my voice holds up on the plugs. You can follow this show on Twitter, at Rack Radio Show, facebook.com/Rack Radio Show. You can check out the Rack Extra Total Divas returning next week. You can join us for the Royal Rumble entry contest. You have until Sunday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, to get us in. You can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio and say, I'm in, or go to the Facebook group, facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork, and say, I want a number, and we'll give you a number in the drawing. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter, at CB Radio Live, facebook.com/CB Radio Live. When a celebrity dies, #BlameRob, CBRadioLive.com, go, Lindsay, go.
Rob, we need to have a conversation. Enough is enough, dude. You're done.
You can join in the conversation with the Godfather of Extreme Rob Parks at CB Radio GOE. So, Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Royal Rumble preview show with Tim Stein, Mason Omega. As mentioned, we'll have the pick-up there and the entry contest as well. So tune in for it at WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter, Wrestle Talk Radio, to keep up with the all-time greatest conversation. Monday night is the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, recapping the Go Home edition of Monday Night Raw. You can follow me on the Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. As we mentioned, vote for us at the Wrestling Radio Awards for Show of the Year, Male Interview of the Year with the one and only Seth Rollins, and for Female Interview of the Year with Miss Alicia Fox. Go to WrestlingRadioAwards.com. Vote once a day, midnight to midnight. Vote for us. Please?
You good?
Yeah, good.
Alright. You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters. And please check out our very fine sponsors, PWMania.com, TNAsylum.net, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, go to youtube.com/MVG1211, and the very fine folks over at Gerwick.net, where we are currently airing. Thanks so much, everybody, to listening. Don't forget, like the man said, vote for us at the Wrestling Radio Awards. We will greatly appreciate any and all votes that we receive. Thank you in advance from us, if that's not being too forward. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. We will be back next week, where we are talking all about the Royal Rumble. You don't want to miss that, but till then, this has been the Rack on WildTalkRadio.com, and we're out.